Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kayla Scott, who's the Development Specialist for Lauritzen Gardens in Omaha. Good morning to you, Kayla.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm thinking you're probably seeing some sun shining out there in the gardens this morning.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes, some sparkly from the rain last night, and yes. So you have some special events coming up, but they're not like this weekend. We're looking ahead a bit, so I'm going to tell people maybe they want their pen and their calendar handy to make some notes so they won't miss out on something.
And absolutely.
The first one I want to talk about is the antique show, because we don't think about, most of us, antiques and gardens.
Right. The Antique and Garden Show is September 22nd through the 25th. It's a weekend-long event, and it's the largest fundraiser that the garden puts on. It's a really special event, something fabulous and really unique to the area.
Yes. So where do you show these antiques? Where do people just see the antiques? If we just want to come by on the weekend, we can do that, correct?
Absolutely. We have a different events going on throughout the weekend, but popping by for this weekend and just seeing what basically the nation has to offer in antiques. We bring in antique sealers from all over, a bunch from the East Coast, from the West Coast, from the South, and they bring in some really unique items. It's at the Lauritzen Gardens Visitor Center, which is located at, you know, on 100 Bancroft Street. It's, you know, by the zoo exit, pretty easy to get to.
Yeah, there's pretty good signs there that tell you where to go. And when you see those huge, big trains, if you go by the train engines, you're going to have to turn around and come back. Well, if you're coming from the east, that is.
Right, exactly. When you're coming into Omaha, like if you were coming in from Council Bluffs on that bridge and you see those big trains, that's us.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize that. And it's a really, it's a neat thing to come see, but the Antique and Garden Show is something really special to us that weekend.
And, you know, we have lots of antiques out here near Atlantic because Walnut's just down the road and there are a number of other places. But it's interesting that you're saying these are coming from the coast. They're coming from other places. So it should be interesting to see if there's anything different, anything unique about those areas that you can see at the show.
Right. And there's so much history that they bring in, and there's so much history here. And, you know, it's nice because these are people that, you know, can talk the talk. And if you're really interested in antiques, they're just a wealth of knowledge. And if, you know, if antiques isn't your thing and you think, oh, I'd just like to come and see something, the weekend is also kind of about design, and it's about your home, really.
Uh-huh.
And we bring in interior designers, and we have free educational lectures from, like, the president and CEO of Borsheim's in Omaha, talking about antique watches. And then we also do an appraisal clinic, which is something that I particularly love.
Well, you know, a lot of us watch Antiques Roadshow, so we don't, and if you want to get on that, it's a major challenge to do that. So we don't have to do that. We can come over to Lauritzen.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what we've tried to tell everyone is if you have something that, you know, your grandmother gave you or that you've had for a long time, or maybe it was your find, you know, you think this is your big find. You said you have a lot of antique shops in your area. Bring it down. We bring in appraisers from at Jackson's Appraisers and Antiques. They're actually from Iowa, in the eastern side of Iowa. They come in, and it's from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and it's $15 to bring in three items. And you can make those reservations by calling the garden. And they'll just kind of give you the rundown on what they, you know, they'll give you your appraisal, and you might walk out a millionaire, which is the really neat part, you know?
And what day, is that several days, or is that just one day?
Just one day, from 10 to 1 on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Sunday the 25th. And like I said, if anyone's interested in that, call the garden, because we really have, you know, those slots fill up. But it's something that we're looking to expand, and we, you know, we'd love to have somebody bring in something that was just, you know, stock.
Yes, would that be fun?
Completely valuable.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Now, as we said, it's open and people can come, but they do need to make that phone call. But you also have many other special kinds of presentations that you do need to make reservations for, also.
Right, we do. We have two. We have a brunch and lecture, and then a lunch and lecture. On Friday, we have Charlotte Moss coming in for a garden scrapbook, Journeys and Inspirations, her lecture. It's at 11:30, and it's $75 a person, and she is coming from New York. It's going to be a really wonderful lecture. She's an interior designer, really well known. So that's Friday. And then if you're interested, if you really like interior design, one of these two lectures would be great. The other one on Saturday is at 11 o'clock, and that is Suzanne Reinstein, and she's from California. They're both high-quality designers and very interesting lectures every single time.
Okay. So remember, again, you need to make reservations for those.
Yes.
And let's give people the phone number. We'll do that once again here at the end. Phone number and probably website, because that's the way you can contact you also.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is, if you go to omahaantiqueshow.org, then you can find all the information on the Antique Show. Otherwise, if you want more information, you can call the garden, which is 402-346-4002, and extension 201. And you can find, and anybody here will be able to answer questions, because this is just an exciting event for us, and we try to keep everybody pretty well informed.
Okay. So that's September 23 to 25.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. Now, I know you, besides all the lovely plants and flowers and all those things that are there all the time, you have a couple of other events that maybe you want to just mention.
We do. We do. We have some really great events coming up. The weekend before the Antique Show, we have an event. It's kind of our I'm going to call it peanut event, but George Washington Carver Harvest Festival, and that's also going to be, we're going to also feature our European Car Show, which is a popular event that the garden does. So that is Saturday, September 17th, and then Sunday, September 18th. And then after the Antique and Garden Show, we have our annual Autumn Ambience and Japanese Ambience Festival, which is basically our fall festival. And that is October 8th and October 9th. It's very fun. We have like hay rides and some different things going on that just kind of celebrate fall and see all the changes happening in the garden.
And now, you have plants planted that you expect to be blooming in October. Do you also change up some of your displays that will be full of those probably chrysanthemums and other fall blooming flowers?
Absolutely. That is our chrysanthemum show that happens annually, and that is all the way through October into November. We have the mum show, is what affectionately I call it, chrysanthemum, but mum show, and it is absolutely my favorite. We do a big floral display, hall display. It's basically full of mums. We have hanging baskets and every variety you can think of. And it really just kind of signifies fall here.
Mm-hmm. Now, if people haven't been there for a while or have never been there for a while, one of the things that I hadn't seen, because I hadn't been there for a little while, are the little model trains. And it's just, a lot of people use that word awesome. It truly is.
Yeah, the model train exhibit is always a fan favorite. We have our model railroad garden that is open all summer long. Wonderful, kids love it. We have awesome volunteers that know everything about it. And then in the winter, we bring those inside for our holiday poinsettia show, and they're just a really great piece for the holiday events that we have going on, too.
And you said kids love it. Hey, adults love it, too. It's, to me, that the outside one, it's all different levels in and out of the kind of shrubbery, and it's just fascinating. So I could watch that for a long time. It's really fun to see.
One of my favorite parts of the garden.
Yes, yes. And as you said earlier when we were talking about the big engines, not something that we ordinarily put together with a garden are trains. So you kind of keep people just guessing in terms of what's going to be happening at the gardens,
so,
I think.
We try to.
And we probably should mention you have a lovely gift shop.
We do. We do. Full of all the fun garden stuff. There's some stuff for kids. There's some really wonderful decorating items. And then we have also a really great book selection.
Yes.
If you're into, if you want new books on gardening, can't quite find the right one. Our library is full of information that you could come down. Also, our gardeners are full of information. You can always ask them questions as well.
Good point. When you're out there and about, yes, there'll be somebody to answer your questions. So, again, give us the address and your hours and the price to get in.
Okay, well, our web address is lauritzengardens.org. We're in Omaha, Nebraska. The Antique Show address is omahaantiqueshow.org. And our hours, garden hours, are from 9 to 5 every day. Antique show, the one that we were talking about earlier, is September 22nd through the 25th. And there are just many, many different events you can come to. I encourage you guys to call or, you know, definitely check out our website and see all the different classes and events we've got going on through the year.
All right. Thank you very much, Kayla Scott from Lauritsen Gardens, for visiting with us this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Till next time, here's a thought from Henry David Thoreau. Gardening is civil and social, but it wants the vigor and freedom of the forest and the outlaw.